Je suis Yael Bergman et vous écoutez Kia Ora. So, today, 3rd of December, we are in Haruru. I don't know if I pronounce it well. And I am here today with Simon. Hi.
Bonjour.
Welcome to my podcast, Kia Ora.
Thank you.
Can you please say a few words about yourself so the listeners know you a little bit better?
Sure. A 55-year-old Kiwi living in a bus in Paihia, going through, I don't know, yet another midlife crisis. Why live it yourself? I work for myself, worked in the internet world for the last 20-odd years, building what we call web-based systems or websites on steroids.
Okay, so you moved recently to this region? You were always here, or you?
I don't know. No, I've lived in predominantly in Auckland, other than 4 years in the UK, and I only moved to Paihia in December last year, so coming up 1 year exactly.
Ooh, congrats! And you were already living in the bus last year?
Only in from November onwards. I bought the bus in August last year. Lovely little journey down in the South Island.
Wow.
Across through the passes up the west coast and then into the North Island. And then once I got it to Auckland, I established that it needed quite a bit of work done. So it spent the next sort of 2 or 3 months getting work done until I finally moved into it in November and then started my little tour around the upper north. Then ended up in Paihia.
And why here?
Why here indeed?
Yes.
With everything that went on over the 4 years of COVID in NZ, Auckland became a very interesting and somewhat challenging place to be.
Yes.
And also combined with the age that I'm now in, my mid-50s, I have less a desire to live in the cities around the clubs, the pubs, the night activities, etc. And had a desire to own a small piece of land in the north, somewhere in the north, to relocate, my tiny home onto. And it just so happened that I'd already established a beautiful relationship with Guillaume and Delphine. So Paihia is where I ended up.
That's good.
Closest to them as new friends.
The bus, is it like a transition between, let's say, Auckland and your tiny home, tiny house?
Yes.
Okay. Because it's kind of a tiny house.
It is a tiny house on wheels, being 40 foot or 12 meters long.
Yeah, it's big.
Is like a little apartment on wheels. Yes, it was a spontaneous or an erratic decision to buy the bus. I had previously owned a section in an area called Langs Beach, which is about an hour and a half's drive south of where we are in Paihia and Haruru. And then COVID hit. So the building materials just were silly prices from then on. And so I sold the section, bought a tiny home, which is another 40-foot container. Tiny home. That turned up, but I still hadn't managed to find a piece of land to put it on. And the lovely neighbours of Guillaume and Delphine had offered me to put it on his property.
Okay.
But unfortunately, the Auckland rookie driver of the truck couldn't get the container up his driveway.
Oh, that's too bad.
So it ended up being put into storage. And on that very night, I was coming back to stay at Guillaume and Delphine's. And I thought, oh, I know, I've got a solution to my problems. I'll buy a bus. I jumped on the internet and pretty much made an offer, sight unseen, on the first bus that I saw.
Oh my God.
Yes. So now I have two homes, but no land.
And you had to pass the driver's license for buses, no?
I did indeed. The being 12 meters long, it requires what's called a class 4 license.
Yes.
And I only had a car license and a motorbike license, but a car license. And beyond a car license, you need to get a class 2 license, and then you can jump to a class 4 license as long as you've had your class 2 for 6 months. Alternatively, what I did was paid for a fast track, essentially.
Okay.
And had to hire a big truck and drive around the North Island with a bit of a load in it, clock up about 1,000 kilometers, and then sit another test and drive a bigger truck with a big load on it.
Oh my God.
Through peak hour and so forth to obtain the Class 4 license. Mm-hmm. And then I was entitled to drive my bus.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
What do you especially like about this area here?
Something about the north that has always appealed to me, well, one of the things that has always appealed is that it's typically a good 2 degrees warmer than it is in Auckland, for example. And this area in particular, I like because of its proximity to the east coast.
Okay.
And the east coast is somewhat more gentle than our west coast beaches.
Okay.
And it's typically got golden sands and warmer and kinder and for swimming in and so forth. So this area, along with obviously my love of both Delphine and Guillaume,
yes,
is true. Great friends. And when you get into your 50s, you sometimes have slowed down on forming new long-lasting friends due to whatever things have happened in life. So when you come across two people that you feel a close affinity to, you tend to hang around the area, and and their property is a beautiful one as well.
Oh yes, it
is. So I enjoy the energy all around them, the property, the area.
Yeah, I think it's a good call. In last episode, we spoke with Delphine about, let's say, dreams in general. What would be your dream?
Well, the bus is on the market, and my dream would be that it sells before Christmas, and within the same week, a lovely piece of property turns up, presents itself to me, which is elevated, has a sea view though, and enough land space for me to perhaps grow a few fruit trees and a vegetable garden.
That's nice.
And become somewhat more self-sufficient.
That's a great point.
And not too far from Guillaume and Delphine for visiting.
That's good.
And beyond that, a lovely single woman to enter my life would be a fitting dream for the path forward for the next journey of my life.
That's a good plan.
Thank you.
Is New Zealand going to be your home for the next years for you?
That's a good question. I have been entertaining thoughts, ideas, dreams about my love of France and Italy, and getting back into some travel, and even entertaining the possibility of living overseas. So who knows? I'm open at this point in my life as to what's next and where that next actually is.
Yeah, well, being like open and welcome things, I think it's the best way to live your life, actually.
It's not how I have done.
No, but now you're like in this mindset. I mean, that's what I feel from knowing you a little bit. So.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I've spent decades needing to know the outcome, controlling the outcome. And after decades of that, slow learner, but you come to appreciate that it leaves no freedom. It leaves no room for creativity, expression, passion, etc. You're just fixated on things have to happen at a certain time. And they have to be done in a certain way. And finally, for me, now that I'm in my 50s, I've learned to relax more and realize that life is a little challenging to try and control. Yes. And the best we can do is learn early to let go of a lot of that control.
Yes. I think I can really learn from you when you say that, because now I'm here in New Zealand. I've been here for maybe 10 days.
Yes.
And I really feel that I am like, I have a dilemma between controlling my entire trip because I'm here only for a limited period of time.
Yes.
And I want to do everything, of course. And at the same time, I really feel that I need to, you know, to rest and just enjoy what's coming.
Yeah.
And it's not easy.
It's not easy. And you're certainly further ahead than I was at your age. Mm. And what I would perhaps offer is it's still fine to have dreams, hopes, aspirations, goals even. But to lose the attachment,
well,
I had to learn to lose the attachment to that goal. because by focusing on that one goal, you may actually miss an even better opportunity with a goal you hadn't thought of yet.
Yes, so true.
And if we also focus on the outcome of that goal too much, then it sometimes will elude us. As the universe or the divine creator or whatever we want to call, we may be missing lessons. And for me, dropping the attachment to a goal, but maintaining the hope of that goal coming to fruition, provided a degree of peace, tranquility, inner harmony. And sometimes the desired goal would be even better than I had first imagined. Or I got partway towards that goal and then realized, actually, I'm not sure this is my goal.
Mm-hmm.
I think my true goal is what my heart's perhaps
yes.
desiring, and I may be walking down the wrong path. So best I stop sooner and let go of the attachment.
I'm so inspired by everything you're saying. So thank you very much for sharing your story with me.
Thank you.
And maybe you have one last word you want to share with us?
Well, since I've only met you now, is this the third time?
Yeah, I think yes. So, yeah.
Even from the very first meeting, you have inspired me because of your young age and yet your absolute beautiful awareness to the world, things that I didn't learn or wasn't aware of, certainly at your age. And so when you come into encounter with someone like yourself, it's quite inspirational for the decades ahead that you have in your life. So enjoy.
Well, thank you so much for your kind words.
Very welcome.
Thank you for this really nice moment sharing your story. I really enjoyed it. I hope you did too.
I did indeed. Thank you.
And see you soon.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Arrivederci.
C'était Kiaora, le podcast du bout du monde qui vous fait découvrir la Nouvelle-Zélande. Rendez-vous très prochainement pour un nouvel épisode.